This is Will's Band of the Week for January 21st, 2018. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Grant, live in studio.
Hello, everybody.
Baird and I were talking last week about whether we should call it live when it's not really live. But then I said, well, it's live to me, because like right now it's live.
We're alive.
Yeah.
We're spontaneous. I'm not reading from a script.
But of course, if this is live, then there's no such thing as live, because everything that's recorded was live at the time it was being recorded.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. So it's like you could have a live album because you were live when you were recording.
Yeah. I mean, we're experiencing this as if it's live. But yeah. The listener is going to experience it as it's dead.
Recorded for all of history. Yeah. Good enough. So there's all kinds of stuff to talk about this week. So we're not yet in the swing of the 2018 releases. I've got a couple of things left from 2017. You've got a 2018 thing in your selections.
Yeah.
So you're going to like kind of get it going, get the year off to a start, right?
That's true.
We're just going to get rocking here because there's so much to talk about and limited time because, you know, this podcast is very structured, so we always have like a limited amount of time, right?
Sure thing.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to start with. When people hear that, they just know there's going to be some rocking going on, right? Just makes you think of rocking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, live report. So, Barrett and Chris and myself and Barrett's friend Martine went to see some rock and roll just last night as we're recording this. Literally, I'm recording this and it was, it was more than 12 hours ago. It was about 17 hours ago or something. So they have this thing called Frozen Fest in Madison, and they've been doing it for a few years now. And they basically, it's just a promoter gets a bunch of bands, and they sort of combine them. And so you can buy a ticket for the whole thing, or you can just buy a single event ticket. So we did the single event thing. So there were four bands on the bill. I thought I'd give people a little flavor of all of them because they're all worth mentioning. Opener was a woman with a three-piece band, and her name is Steph Chura. She's from Detroit. And she's an indie rocker, and she put out an album last year called Messes. And she seems like a kind of up and coming indie rocker. She's got some connections to the cool Michigan people, like Fred Thomas. He's not a friend of the podcast because we don't know him, but he's kind of a podcast favorite. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they're the indie rocker people. So let's give people a little taste of Steph Chura's. This is the first song on the album called Slow Motion.
Yeah.
That's Steph Chura. Not a bad opener for a four-band bill, I would say. We were talking about this before I left for the show last night, but sometimes when you've got four bands, I kind of wish they'd move things along a little quicker. So maybe these bands were playing like 45-minute sets until the headliner, and you know, with kind of, it was like a half hour in between bands, so it seemed like it wasn't paced very quickly. I would have liked it to be paced a little quicker. On the other hand, I guess if you're going to bill it as a music festival, and maybe you want all the artists to be able to fully showcase themselves, so I guess that's the other side of it.
Yeah, right. It wasn't the same as just another day at the music venue. It was a little more a special event, I guess.
Right.
If thinking of it that way.
So it was a pretty good crowd. There wasn't that huge crowd when Steph Chura played, but it gradually got bigger and was a pretty reasonable crowd. It was at the High Noon here in Madison. Mm-hmm. The next band to play was another podcast favorite, Snail Mail. And this was our correspondent David's favorite thing of the year. Snail Mail is Lindsay Jordan from Baltimore and her cohorts. We saw her a few months ago. She was opening for Waxahachie. So I think she's just got a lot of talent, and she's a great singer and good songwriter. I think what she needs now is a few more new songs. And the ones that I heard last night sounded pretty good. And I think she needs to keep going in the direction of mixing it up a little bit, I think. I was saying last night she could use a fourth person in the band just to add another dimension. But she's got a ton of potential, and she's good. So next band from Norway, they're called Slutface. And they used to spell their name like Slutface would be, you'd think it would be spelled. And then I guess for some reason they decided that it would be less controversial if they spelled it wrong. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I sort of assumed this was like the Norwegian spelling of slut face.
They actually spelled it like the regular way, and now it's instead of a U, it's an O with a diagonal line through it that probably has a different name as
a
letter.
Different name and pronunciation.
They probably don't call it O with a diagonal line through it. They probably have a better name for it. Yeah,
hopefully.
But they still pronounce it slut face. Well, for my taste, they're a little more like straightforward power pop than I would generally listen to. I think they sound a little bit like Metric. And Metric, of course, was sort of an old favorite from like 2008 or something, right?
Yeah, saw them in 2010 at Lollapalooza, I think.
Yeah, I think you're something right. Like yeah, we did. And they are quite a polished live band, actually. Very energetic, and they seem like they're pretty ambitious. Like they want indie rock stardom, so you know, we'll see if they get it.
Yeah,
but I think they have one particularly catchy song. It'll give you a flavor of what they sound like, and probably the high end of the catchy scale. It's called Galaxies.
All we ever seem to talk about. All we ever seem to talk about is puking our guts out.
There you go, Slutface.
They definitely bring the power pop.
Yep. Yep, that's what it is. All right, and then in the headliner, I was building up to the headliner. So Heinz was the headliner. And, you know, it had been a while since I had, like, since Heinz has been on the radar. Their album came out in, I think, early 2016. I kind of just remembered that I really liked it. And then I looked it up because I remembered, God, was that on Barrett's list? Yeah, it was his number, I think, 2 album of that year. Yeah.
Damn.
I had to remind him. No, I think he probably knew, but I felt like reminding him. Yeah, Heinz is a band of 4 women from Spain, and they're just really fun. They go back and forth between sounding kind of punk rock and sounding kind of almost bubblegummy. But it's a fun combination, and they seem to be having fun, and they have like good inter-band communication and like sort of team vocals, and there's, you know, I don't know how bands get a particular sound that it just seems like nobody else can achieve, but they have this way of sounding like a little bit out of tune all the time in a really cool way. And I don't even know how they do it.
It's not a chorus pedal or something.
I don't know. It's like the band as a whole.
Yeah,
you know?
The whole unit.
Yeah,
that's definitely an interesting effect. I kind of know what you're talking about.
And they don't. Maybe part of it is that they don't sing perfectly either, and so kind of the imperfection of the whole thing makes it sound cool. And one thing Barrett was talking about is how they do like time signature changes in the middle of songs, and so they were great. Real. It was worth. It was a late night for the Aging Rockers, but it was definitely worth it. And they've got a new album coming out in, I think, March. So we'll look for that. Heinz. So there's that's a pretty full live report, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Was it a $0 worth live report?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it was. All right. So I've got a couple bands, and then you're gonna take it to another level.
As I always do.
I have a couple left from, there were late discoveries from 2017. So one is a band called Corridor, and they seem like a band that I should have found out from you, because they're a Montreal kind of post-punky band, and they sing in French.
Yeah, I've known about them for a while, but I haven't dove into their catalog until you sort of encouraged me.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you did. I hope you liked it.
I liked that album, yeah. Definitely a good one.
It was on somebody's list that I was reading that was cool, that somebody that had, you know, similar taste to me, and they were singing the praises, or I guess talking the praises, mm-hmm. of this album. And yeah, I like it a lot. It's the band is called Corridor, and the album is called Supermercado. And I probably shouldn't try to pronounce all these names in French because I'll make a fool of myself. So I'm going to call this one Track 2. That's Corridor. And isn't it kind of clear that they sound like podcast favorites Omni?
Yeah. Yeah.
On Omni, that song.
They're also just angular post-punk in the vein of Women.
Right.
A lot of those Calgary bands sound right. sort of similar.
Yep. A little bit maybe on the poppier side, which yeah. maybe that's kind of hooks me. But I think their songwriting is really good. And the guitars are really interesting in just about every track.
Yeah, for sure.
So here's another one, track 6. Corridor. Catchy track.
Yep.
All right, let's play one more. We had a debate about which track to play. But that's good. That's a nice problem, right?
I think so. Yeah, it means it's a consistent album, right?
Yep. I think it is. Okay, let's go with, I'm going to go with number 7. I can actually pronounce this one. Data Fontaine. Corridor. The album is called Super Mercado. And that would have been a top 10 contender for me if I had heard it last year.
Yeah.
So it's on the verge, at least.
Some of the stuff I'm talking about is the same way. If I had heard it prior to making my list, could have been up there.
Yeah, it's good and bad, right? I mean, you can't discover everything at the time it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of fun to hear stuff, to discover stuff later, too.
Yeah, I mean, right? I don't mind that stuff came out in 2017. I mean, a year on list is always like a snapshot. It's never a definitive thing.
Right. Other than the fact that mine's usually the correct list. It just happens to turn out that way. Yeah.
You get lucky every year in that sense.
Right. Yep. All right. Okay, I've got one more before we get to the real show, the Grant picks. Ooh. But here's a fun one. Another neighbor of Nicholas's from Melbourne, a band called Milk Teddy. And I can't remember where I found this, but you know, it was a late discovery from 2017. So, the album is called Time Catches Up with Milk Teddy. And it pretty much sounds like, I think you'd probably say, you know, it sounds like an Australian band. But the guy's got a real, he's got a good knack for songwriting, I think. Let's start with track one called New York Rhapsody. That's Milk Teddy.
That's pretty interesting. I definitely hear Australian in the vocals and kind of the bass, but has sort of like a post-punk England sound to it, at least for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I started with it, you know, just thinking, oh, this is, you know, a Melbourne band, so it sounds like a Melbourne band. But yeah, you could be right. So let's see what you think of my other picks here. I'm going to go with a song later in the album called Mopey Tonight.
Yeah.
Milk Teddy. It's a catchy tune, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty into, there's good production on that track. Everything, it's like really dense, but yeah. Nothing really clashes with anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's well recorded, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to play one more, and this is a cool instrumental called Seletar Airport. That's Milk Teddy.
Definitely some cool instrumentation. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's pretty consistent. Time catches up with Milk Teddy, so check it out.
Cool.
All right, now we're ready for the Grant picks. Now it gets serious.
I suppose it does.
What do we got first?
Well, first, let's start with the current year, 2018.
All right.
I have one album from 2018 that I've listened to. And I've chose for this podcast.
Wow, it must be honored to be chosen.
Yeah, it's the new Porches album called The House. And Porches is a guy named Aaron Main from Pleasantville, New York. And
did he move to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom?
Yeah, more or less, as far as I can tell.
Uh-huh.
You can fact check that, but
yeah,
something like that happened. And we saw him, Porches opened for somebody.
Yes, I remember seeing them at the Frequency.
Yeah.
Did they open for Frankie Cosmos?
I don't think so. I don't think Frankie Cosmos was playing. I think she was just playing bass in Porches.
I know that she played bass in his band when we saw them.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Yeah, whatever it was.
What the bill was.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw Porches, and I was like, I didn't really think I would like this band, but I like them. So, yeah, I've gotten sort of into this new album. It's a little bit less like full bandy, and there's like an emphasis on electronic, namely house music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I think Alex G is on one of the tracks.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a unique sounding album, and I like that it's in the indie rock sphere right now. Let's play a track. This one is called Country.
When the air hit my face, and it smelled like the truth. I saw you in the lake. I saw you in the lake. I lay flat on the bed. Really cools me off. Keep it dumb, make it soft. Keep it dumb, make it soft. Watch the water. Like how
porches.
So I wasn't sold on this album until I saw a link to a review and the writer gave it a 2 out of 10 and tried to slam it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm getting into this album because this music writer is a dipshit. And I hated his writing enough to give this album another chance.
Yeah, that's kind of mean. Like, why even do that to somebody? Like, give their album a 2?
I mean, I don't know. If you're, I guess you think that's your job if you're like a real music critic, which is kind of dumb. But, you know, let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, anyway.
Yeah, I sort of have some thoughts, but I want to hear one more song before I make any comments.
All right, let's play one of the bangers.
All right.
This one's called Anymore.
Porches. The album is called The House.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, a banger, right?
Definitely a banger. Yeah.
He's got the deep bass going on that thing.
Yeah, the phrase people use is four on the floor sounding beat, where it has that, you know, I don't know if it's that song specifically, but that thick house bass drums, like,
right, dish, dish. Right, yeah. I was gonna say it's sort of like the car bass drum I've talked to you about, like, yeah, when you hit your
it's kind of like
foot
that
in the car. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Let's play one more, then I'll give you my intellectual remarks.
All right, another four on the floor. This one's called Find Me.
porches.
Intellectual remarks?
Well, I was a little wary of this just because of the production, you know, and like the house sound to it. And then you sort of put me in a different frame of reference when you mentioned Alex G. Hmm. So like if you think of it more in terms of like the songs and the songwriting, you get on a different, you listen to it on a different level, sort of.
I think so.
And a lot of music like this is like, it's really fun when you take a genre that usually just relies on, you know, the beats, and then you add like some decent songwriting to it.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Definitely.
And that's like how I got into New Order back in 19 whatever 19 a
yeah,
long
19
time ago
old
you know, it was like the dance beat, but it had a, you know, it had an edge and it had like really cool songwriting. Didn't rely only on the beat, and then the beat seems really cool, then it like switches it around to where it's like,
yeah, well, that's what I liked, you know, about this album, is that it just made me appreciate like the raw texture of house instrumental things that I would otherwise be like, that's lame,
because
it would be used in something where it just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
but this, yeah, it's organized in a way that I find the sounds and the production actually really cool.
Yeah, good. Porches from what did you say? Pleasantville, New York?
Mm-hmm.
Must be a pleasant place based on the name.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Another comparison is Brandon Can't Dance. I don't know.
They're kind of
part of the same scene, I think. So.
Huh. Yeah, I like that Brandon Can't Dance album quite a bit.
Maybe they borrow motifs from each other.
Yeah. Cool. Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see what your next one is. Well, I don't know which one you're going to talk about next.
Let's do... we're doing in reverse... chronological order.
Okay.
So next up is Total Control, Australian band, with their new album called Laughing at the System.
And I think I looked, you told me about this, I think I looked back and figured out that I had talked about Total Control at some point. So they've been mentioned before.
They had an album in maybe 2014 that I listened to and I liked. You probably listened to it. I think you had them on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. This new EP is a little less straightforward punk rock, and I like the experimenting going on. Let's play the first track, Laughing at the System, Part 1.
Total Control, and we failed to mention that they're from Melbourne, so they're also Nicholas's neighbors.
Damn,
man, he's got some cool neighbors, doesn't he?
He must live in a cool neighborhood.
Yeah.
I got another track to play.
Yeah, let's play it.
It's called Luxury Vacuum.
Laughing, ha ha ha.
Total Control. That's a good one.
Yeah, really good one. Yeah, they've got a ton of variety in a short span of what some people might not even consider long enough to be a full-length album.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly consistent, and yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've taken like a week or two break from this album, and I'm liking it upon return.
That's good.
So, yeah. I'll play one more if that's cool.
Yeah.
That's Laughing at the System Part 2.
Yeah, rock and roll. That's Total Control.
Yeah.
Another Melbourne band. We could just do the podcast like from Nicholas's house and just like talk to the bands in the neighborhood all the time.
That would be a really cool feature, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll call it Nicholas's Neighborhood. And, you know, he just puts out a, some kind of a notice, like stop on by, we're recording whenever.
Put some signs on some signposts.
Yeah. Maybe they could do like live performances from Nicholas's basement too, from his rock and roll room. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's kind of a dream.
Yeah. All right. Very good. You've got another one. We're gonna keep on rocking.
I'm gonna showcase a band that I got into right after making my end of the year list. So I'm pretty sure all of these releases are from 2017. It's a band called Body Meat.
All right.
Which is a guy named Christopher Taylor who just moved from Denver to Philadelphia for indie rock stardom.
Interesting move.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably more indie rock going on in Philadelphia than Denver right now.
Yeah, probably.
But, I mean, there's got to be a scene in Denver, you'd think.
I mean, there's scenes everywhere. There's even a scene here, apparently.
Yeah.
But, really into this guy's whole catalog, so I picked one song from three different releases. And this is from a split called Redux. The song is called Fragmenting the Pause.
Oh,
Body Meat.
Yeah.
So is this guy a like solo guy pretty much?
I mean, one of the things I'm featuring is a tour tape. So it was like recorded on tour with a band. But I think he mostly records on his own and has like sort of like, yeah, interchangeable touring members that are also solo musicians for the most part.
Huh. Cool. All right. What do we got next?
This is from the 2017 tour tape. It's a song called Full Metal Duck.
That was going kind of wild in the headphones.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of spacious, what am I trying to say?
Soundscape.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Body Meat.
Yeah, this is, for some reason I feel like this is music you have to make music to get into. Being that I've tried to show it to several people, but I only have a couple friends that have resonated it with it, and they're the ones that are into making music that sounds sort of like this, basically.
Interesting. Well, you've got one more to play, right?
Yes. One more track from, I think, their most recent release from September 2017. It's a wild one. It's called Recalculate.
Recalculate. Too late.
Body Meat. Yeah, that was a rocking one for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of dynamics within one song and across albums. Yeah, I don't know. I think you can get really into this band. I feel like I listened to them like on repeat for several weeks immediately following recording the Best of 2017 thing.
So these are from three different releases. Are they full-length releases, or like how many songs are each one?
Okay, the tour thing is an EP. It's like five songs.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing we just played, I would say, is a full release. It's all like sort of shorter tracks. And the split is basically like half an album.
So he's done a lot in the last year.
Prolific, I'd have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Apparently, so, if you like this, you're supposed to also like Palm.
Definitely makes
sense.
According
to Bandcamp. Yeah.
If you like MIDI guitar sounds, you will like both those bands.
Very good. All right. Fun stuff. Well, you had one more on your list here. Are we going to talk about that one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Let's do it.
I've got one more, which is the band Blanche, 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 which is Sarah Smith and Zach Phillips from Vermont. Moved to New York, specifically Brooklyn, to be artists.
They learned that that's where you're supposed to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this is a thing from 2013.
Yeah. It's pretty old, but felt worth mentioning. So let's play the track Pain Station.
Blanche, Blanche, Blanche from Vermont.
Yeah.
There aren't that many bands from Vermont that you hear of.
No, not really.
That's probably why they moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom, right?
Maybe.
So this is an album called Wooden Ball from 2013. How did you find out about this?
I've actually known about Triple Blanche for several years, but I only really listened to like one song of theirs. Ultimately, I know about them because Zach Phillips, one of the members of the band, ran a tape label called OSR Tapes, and they released Hellier Ulysses.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's pretty much how I found out about them.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm sort of into all of the creative output of this scene, so I'm watching for new releases by the same people, possibly under a different name.
All right. Got another track?
Yeah. Let's play track two. It's called TED Talks.
Keep from looking at the cost in the red that we
So were TED Talks already popular in 2013?
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
They've been around for a long time, I guess, now.
Probably been around since 2010 or something.
Now they're so popular that, like, I remember when I first heard about them and I thought, oh, you know, that's kind of a cool concept. And then I watched one. I'm like, hey, this is kind of inspiring. And then ever since, it's like they got really popular. Now every time I see a reference to a TED Talk, I'm like, ah, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Maybe I'm cynical. I don't know. I suppose there are some good, there's so many of them that some of them have to be good, I guess.
I mean, but, I don't know. Sometimes they get good speakers, but I think they're mostly just, I don't know, like faux intellectual motivational speakers.
Right. Yeah. That does seem to be a common theme. Typical for us, we're talking about something we don't know much about, but that's okay, right?
That's true.
We get to do that. Yeah.
We're glad.
All right. One more from this Triple Blanche band.
Yep. The final track I will pick is 53 seconds long, and it's called God Records.
You might have seen the records, so you know that God records. He doesn't use no reverb to cover up the word. And when it comes to touring, he won't accept a coin. He's been in every punk space, from Auckland to Des Moines. He sets up all his pedals, and when the mic resounds, it sounds just like it would if you really loved this town.
God Records.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you call that a ditty? I think that's a ditty.
Yeah, definitely a ditty on the piano.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. They do a lot of like improvisational, sounds like maybe just like sounds they found in everyday life comes into their music. Like that.
That's fun. It's good. All right. There you go.
Yeah, I think that's it.
$0 for sure. Yeah. Well, we kind of got to get rocking, so should we give them kind of an abrupt good night?
That's all right with me.
Yeah, we're going to try to delve more into the current year releases next week. We'll see. We shouldn't make any promises. We should have everybody expecting nothing, and then we'll just surprise you if there's actually anything happening.
There may or may not be another podcast after this one.
Right. So we might talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.